Do you want to...
Detector systems are offline.
Broadcasting to Lincoln and the world, you're listening to...
The Bronx.
KNNA 95.7 FM, Lincoln, Nebraska.
I'm Callie.
And I'm Ashley.
And we host Notes from the Stage, KNNA LP 95.7 FM's one and only Broadway and movie musical show.
Every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m., we'll bring you the glitz and glam of Broadway musicals and Hollywood show tunes.
So tune in here to KNNA LP 95.7 FM for songs from Beauty and the Beast, Phantom of the Opera,
and Chicago, and much, much more.
It's off.
It's a tangent.
It's off on a tangent.
Yes, it's off on a tangent at 7 p.m. live Saturdays. Get yours today at participating stores.
Warning, pregnant women, the elderly, and children under 10 should avoid prolonged exposure to off on a tangent. Caution, off on a tangent may suddenly accelerate to dangerous speeds. Off on a tangent contains a liquid core, which, if exposed due to rupture, should not be touched, inhaled, or looked at. Discontinue use if the following occurs: itching, vertigo, dizziness, tingling in extremities, loss of balance or coordination, slurred speech, and profuse sweating. If off on a tangent begins to smoke, get away immediately. Seek shelter and cover head. Off on a tangent may stick to certain kinds of skin. When not in use, off on a tangent should be returned to a special container and kept under refrigeration. Failure to do so relieves off on a tangent of any and all reliability.
It's off on a tangent at 7 p.m. live Saturdays. Get yours today.
Hi, I'm Nancy from FM 95.7's Big Band program When Music Was Music. Do you remember the days when a 78 RPM record was the only kind of record you could buy?
I am old lovable Jack Kirk with an invitation then just for you. If you remember, or even if you don't, Nancy and I are sure you will enjoy our every Friday night big band program that we call When Music Was Music.
Give us a listen. We think you'll have a 78 RPM good time with us every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on the Cross, KNNA LP FM 95.7.
If you have questions you have been wanting to ask a pastor, but haven't for whatever reason, then here is your chance. You can send your questions to the Y-Files, where we will then ask your question on the Y-Files program on your behalf. Just go to the Y-Files Facebook page and submit a question. It's that easy. Tune in to the Y-Files every Sunday at 2 p.m. for new episodes. You don't want to pass this up.
Six, seven, eight.
Good evening, everybody.
Hi, everyone. Hello, beautiful people.
Hello. You're listening to Notes from the Stage with Callie and
Ashley.
It's
just us gals up here today.
I know. We're missing David up here. He's he has
dress rehearsal for the Music Man.
Hello Dolly.
Oh, Hello Dolly. Wrong one. I don't remember. I was like, yay. I couldn't remember. I just knew it was a classic.
Anyway, it's just Ashley and I up here tonight. You're listening to Notes from the Stage once again, right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM, right here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Woohoo!
Woo woo! So, Ashley, why don't you explain what we're doing tonight?
Yeah. Well, tonight, I guess the last few months, we've been doing decades, been playing musicals, either with our movies or Broadway. We started with the present era and we worked our way back. tonight's our last night. It's a sad situation.
I know.
We did some looking and some digging, and we decided just to kind of combine them. That way we have a lovely, full show.
Exactly.
So tonight we are going to be doing 1940s Broadway, and we're going to throw in 1930s movies. And no Broadway for 30s.
And then did you mention we're doing 1940s Broadway?
Yep.
Okay.
That was first. Yep. We just put them all together.
My bad. My bad.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Cool.
I'm excited. We had to end tonight. Miss Callie is deciding she needed to go on a vacation, I guess. Without me, I might want to point out.
Hey.
So,
hey.
Rude.
Whatever.
She didn't invite her BFF, so whatever.
What? Okay. You know what? I'm sorry for wanting to... Whatever. I'm done. I'm not having this conversation with you.
So that's okay. So then next week, because she's not going
to
be here...
When was the last time you invited me on your family trip to Branson? How long has it been?
There ain't no room in that car. We got too many people in there. You don't want to go.
You and Penny and I could drive separately.
This is true.
And no, that would just be way too many people in the
condo.
Yes,
it would.
Yeah.
Anywho's. So next week, because she's going to be gone...
Wisconsin!
I'm having a... special co-host up here.
I am very excited to be listening to this show.
Yeah, we're gonna wing it without Callie, so this should be interesting. Hopefully we have no technical difficulties, because if so,
well, you'll have David here next
hopefully
week, so that'll be good.
But anyway, the special guest is gonna be my mama. Mm-hmm. She's agreed to assist me in co-hosting the show next week.
That'll be fun.
We haven't decided yet what music we're going to play, but...
Well, and I was going to ask if you guys were going to play, you know, your favorites.
I think that's what we're going to do,
Since your mom obviously isn't up here all the time.
Yeah, I think we're going to do some of mine and some of hers.
Maybe we'll do
some other random dedications in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to wing it.
Cool.
I know, I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. My poor mother.
Yeah, pretty much.
Taking one for the team for us.
It's okay. I appreciate it, Pam. Because I have to be the slacker and be gone.
Yep,
so.
That's right. It's all Callie's fault.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So should we go ahead and start tonight off? We're going to start at the top of the decade from the 40s.
All the way down to the 30s. So we're going to have... Mm-hmm. Basically what we're going to do is all the 1940s Broadway and then go into the 30s movies. So.
Yep.
Which we do have one cartoon tonight. It's not a movie. It's a cartoon.
I know.
So yeah.
I'm excited. We have two cartoons. Well, it's animated.
No, it's a cartoon. It's an animated... No, it's a cartoon for TV.
Cartoon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But then our Disney segment, that's a movie. But...
Still animated.
The last one that we have for tonight is a cartoon.
Okay.
On the TV.
Whatever.
Hungry.
So anyway, so let's start off tonight from 1949, South Pacific.
I'm gonna wash that man right out. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms and send him on his way. Don't try to patch it up. Tear it up, tear it up. Wash him out, dry him out. Push him out, fly. Change, ride that man right off your range, rub him out of the roll call and drum him out of your dreams. Oh, if you like the different comics, if you root for different teams, waste no time, weep no more, show him what the door is for. Rub him out of the roll call and drum him out. You can't light a fire when the wood's all
I went and washed that man right out of my hair. I went and washed that man right out of my hair and set him on his way.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my head.
Yeah, she has been singing that song, I think, all day.
Oh, probably. No.
Every time we've talked today, you just keep singing that song to me.
Yeah, Lisa came into my office and she's like, oh, is that the program schedule? And I said, yeah, it is. And she's like, oh, South Pacific. And I was like, I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. And I can't get it out of my head all day long today.
Yeah.
All day. All day. But that one was sung by Mary Martin, who then, after she did South Pacific, she went on to do Peter Pan.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
That was, she was so good.
She was.
Mm-hmm.
She was like an old trades kind of gal.
Yeah.
I liked her stuff. Anyways, that was from the 1949 Broadway musical of South Pacific.
Yeah.
Yeah, which you did say before the song came on.
I did, but it's good for a refresher.
It is. I watched, I went on the internet today and I watched a clip of this from the movie, not the musical, because they don't have that from the Broadway musical. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can find like
Broadway.
Yeah.
Taped.
Some Broadway clips and things like
that. I haven't been able to find back,
but
in the 1940 clips.
That far.
No, they're all remastered, or not remastered, but revised.
Yeah. I think
or
the
revival.
Oldest I've
That's
ever
wrong
seen
word.
One is
revival.
From the 60s.
Yeah.
When that was on. Yeah. But anyways, we have a little bit more tonight of some awesome 40s Broadway shows. So let's start it off with some Kiss Me, Kate. Disclaimer right there. One, I am very sorry for the technical difficulties that we were having. I played the wrong song. It just,
oops.
I was like, wait, this is not.
And then we had an issue of trying to stop the one to start the other.
Yeah, it was just awful. Well, I'm really sorry about that, guys. This is what happens when David is not here.
Yeah, but, you know.
It's okay. Means if this is the only kerfuffle tonight, then we're okay.
Well, we're not, like, per se, professionals.
Exactly.
It's not like we get paid to do this gig.
We don't. This is a volunteer thing. Yeah. We come up here every week to bring it to you guys.
Not just that. We take our own time to then come up with the programs each
week.
We
do.
Yep. Which takes
a lot of time.
A lot of time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think we're allowed to mess up once in a while.
I think so, too. It happens every time that David's not here, actually.
It does.
Yeah, pretty much.
And this just goes to show you why we really, really need David.
Exactly. So, disclaimer also, we really don't hate men.
No. So, I was talking to Callie about it. So,
really quick, the song was called I Hate Men by Patricia
Just in case
Morrison
you were curious,
from
didn't
the
catch
1948
that.
Kiss Me, Kate. Yes. Okay.
So, I was just talking to Callie about this while the song was playing. Now, I helped pick out and put in order the shows that we were going to be doing. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of had you go in and just kind of pick a song.
Yeah.
So that we kind of each had put in double the, like, each had, we split up the work. And then I'm, like, looking at, I'm like, Callie, we have a theme tonight. Well, I guess a few different themes. It's either men need to be washed out of our hair because they're annoying.
And we
or
hate
them. Or we love them oh so much and can't live without them. There's only, like, what, maybe three songs, maybe four songs tonight that we play that does not have anything to do with love
or hate.
Or hate.
Of men. Men. Yeah.
We did not plan that. That was just...
It just happened, and
but
I was like, oh, I'm going to play this song. We haven't played this
time,
song. Let's play
man.
This one. And, you know.
They were not very creative, necessarily, on topics of shows.
Yeah.
Because that was it.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Which, Kiss Me, Kate was actually written in response to Oklahoma that Roger and Hammerstein did.
Oh.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Porter. What was his first name? Oh, it's going to drive me nuts. The guy who produced and made Kiss Me, Kate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did that in response to Oklahoma, which I thought that was kind of cool. Kind of a 5 year apart kind of thing.
Yeah. So do we want to play from 1945 one of the love songs to help counterbalance
we'll
the
get away
annoyance
from the
of
hate
men?
Now.
Now we're going to say we love men.
Yes.
So...
We're just on a giant, big giant carousel.
If I loved you time and again, I would try to say all I'd want.
You don't love me. That's what you said, wasn't it?
Yes.
You're a funny kid. Don't remember ever meeting a girl like you. Say, are you trying to get me to marry you?
Oh, no.
Well, then what's putting into my head? I wonder what it'd be like.
What?
Nothing. I know what it'd be like. It'd be awful. I can just see myself. Kind of scrawny and pale, picking at my food, and lovesick like any other guy. I'd throw away my sweater and dress up like a dude in a dickie and a collar and a tie. If I loved you, And somehow I can see just exactly how I'd be. If I loved you time and again, I would try to
I Loved You from the 1945 Broadway show Carousel.
Yeah.
Do you like my little what is the word? What is that?
Transition?
Yeah, my nice transition.
I don't know what it's called.
I don't know. Whatever. Anyway.
I didn't go to school for this, so I don't know.
Oh, my Lanta.
Today's a day. You know that? Today's a day.
Yep, seriously.
But it's okay because, see, my work is done, and now we have this fun thing to help cap off.
Yes, the cap
this
of the day.
Special day.
Oh boy! We want to remind each and every one of you that you're listening to the lovely sounds of Broadway and movie musicals right here with Notes from the Stage.
Yeah,
on KNNA LP 95.7 FM, right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And let's see here. Should we bring them some more music or is there some? You know, actually, first, you should tell people where they can find out about us.
I don't want
to. And contact us.
I'm just kidding. So we have a Twitter account. You can go on to Twitter. Oh, boy. To Twitter, NFTS957. We also have a Facebook page that we quite frequently post on
you
that one.
You post on that like every day.
I do. Well, it's because a little bit of a stalkerazzi on some of the Broadway shows.
That's
or
okay
movie
because
musicals.
Then we can. Yeah, that's okay though. That's bringing a lot of information.
Like I just recently posted one about Pretty Woman.
Yes,
because it's getting ready to launch.
Have you listened to the album?
No.
Have you? Oh wait, no, we can't listen to it yet. I was wondering. No, the reason why I hadn't listened to it yet is because it doesn't come out till next week.
I was gonna say because it's not. It's not.
You can pre-order it, but it doesn't come out till next week.
Yeah. So they were on Good Morning America, and they did one of the numbers. So I posted that.
I'm pretty excited to listen to it and see what it's like. I don't know.
So stoked.
Yeah.
About it. Yeah. So anyway, so just go to Notes from the Stage. Just type it in, and you'll find us. And then our last one is an email at notesfromthestage1longword@gmail.com. You guys can email us any suggestions that you have. We don't do live requests just because we have to prepare the music for the show.
Yep.
So as long as you can get it in at least a week prior, that would be great.
Yeah.
And we'll try to accommodate
as best we can. Yeah, we can play whatever you'd like. If you'd like to dedicate a song to somebody, say their birthday or an anniversary or something like that, you throw it our way. We have no problem doing that. We would love to do that for our fans.
Yes. So just
our listeners. They may not be our fans, but
my mama is.
Hey, wait, I think my mama is too.
Wait, she better be. They don't have no choice. They have to love us.
Yep, exactly. Oh, and my kid.
Oh, she does like the show.
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah.
Because we've listened to it in the car when we did go on a trip to Colorado. We were listening to it in the car and
that's right.
She was so excited. She was clapping. I think she also looked at me that she was really confused. because I was sitting right next to her.
Why we were on the radio and you were sitting right next to her.
Yep. Two places at once.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was random.
That's okay. We're going, the next song, you will probably notice it is not, what? Oh, it is one of Ashley's favorite.
And I've never seen this Broadway version of it. I've only seen the movie. But yeah, it's one of my top 10 for sure. Yeah. If not my number one.
So it's On the Town.
Obviously. Yeah, woohoo.
Well, the original Broadway show was in 1944, but unfortunately, we have not been able to locate any music from the original Broadway show, which is really weird because I was able to find it from a lot of other stuff even older than that, but it is what it is. Anyway, so this is actually a recording from the new Broadway show that came out in 2015. So I hope everybody enjoys a little bit of New York, New York.
There are 20,000 streets in New York City, not counting MacDougal Alley and the heart of Greenwich Village, a charming thoroughfare.
Here we go again.
Hey, the famous places to visit are so many, or so the guidebooks say. And I promised Daddy I wouldn't miss on any, and we have just one day. Gotta see the whole town right from Yonkers on down to the bay. In just one day, New York, New York, a visitor's place where no one lives on account of the pace, but 7 million are screaming for space. New York, New York, it's a visitor's place.
Hey, look who's coming back, Tom and Andy.
Hey, y'all.
Tom, Andy, fellas, how was your day in New York?
Wonderful. I don't remember a thing.
Awful.
I remember everything.
And silk and satin, as some of the fellas say. There's just one thing that's important in Manhattan. When you have just one day, you gotta pick up a date.
Maybe 7
or 8 on your way. In just one day,
New York, New York, New York,
a hell of a town.
The Bronx is up, but the battery's down.
The people ride in a hole in the ground.
New York, New York.
Thank you.
York, New York. What a wonderful town. Okay, I'm done. Okay. Anyways. Once again, that was from the 2015 Broadway
revival.
Show, of On the Town.
Yeah, woohoo!
Yeah, yeah, one of Ashley's favorite songs.
Yeah, it's one of them.
Mm-hmm. One of them. Top 10.
It is. I really do love that movie.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what else I love? It's a state. You know what state that is?
Nebraska.
Oklahoma.
I'm just messing. I knew that. Nice segue.
Why do they think up stories and link my name with yours?
Why do the neighbors gossip all day behind their doors? That you are to blame as much as I. Why do you take the trouble to bake my favorite pie? Grant your wish, I carved our initials on that tree. Just keep a slice of all the advice you give.
Say we're in love from Oklahoma. And no, Oklahoma is not my favorite state. I was trying to find a
Segway. That was the word we couldn't figure out. I have decided we really should do some Facebook Live. Not today, because we're already having enough technical difficulties. Mm-hmm. But another day that David's here. We are hilarious. We have random conversations up here, and we are always laughing at each other. We sing and dance once in a while, mm-hmm. especially if Penny's up here.
Oh, yeah.
Because we got to keep that kid entertained.
Well, keeps her happy.
And entertained.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Be entertained.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
Oh, we're a riot.
I want to remind everybody, this is Notes from the Stage. I know I said this a little bit ago, but just in case you're just able to tune in right now,
welcome to the show.
Yeah, we're here every Thursday evening from 5 to 6 p.m. Your lovely drive time home from work.
Wow, that's a new one.
I know.
Drive time.
Your drive time home from work, yeah.
Oh, good heavens.
We will. Yeah, anyways, we're here to entertain you.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's what we're doing.
Yeah. So with that, how about we play a song from 1943?
Show that we've never heard of.
We have not. The name sounds familiar. I know the song.
Yeah.
More than I know the actual
the show that
Broadway or movie.
Yep.
But anyway, it's from 1943, and it's Carmen Jones.
I won't pick up the man, and he won't pick up me. It don't go that way. You can't ever know where your crazy heart wants to go. Love's a baby that grows up wild, and he won't do what you want him to. Love ain't nobody's angel child, and he won't pay any mind to you. One man gives me his diamond stud, and I won't give him a cigarette. One man treats me like I was mud, and what I got, that man can guess. But if your heart together go for you, and if I do, then you are through. Boy, my baby, that's the end of you.
The end of you.
So take your cue, boy. Don't say I didn't tell you true.
She told you true.
I told you truly. If I love you, that's the end of you.
You go for me.
Close. She just pecks you a quick goodbye and flicks the salt from her tail and goes. If you listen, then you'll get taught, and here's your lesson for today. If I chase you, then you'll get caught, but once I got you, I go my way.
If you listen, then you'll get taught.
Taboo, but if you're hard to get, I go for you. And if I do, then you are through. Boy, my baby, that's the end of you.
The end of you.
So take your cue, boy. Don't say I didn't tell you true.
She told you true.
I told you truly. If I love you,
Well, wasn't that something?
That's love. Sung by Muriel Smith.
Mm-hmm. From Carmen Jones. I was just telling her, I'm like, well, as much as I personally love opera, for the most part. But
that was a bit much.
It was a bit much.
I don't
know
what was going on.
Yeah.
It was just a bit much.
I don't know if I'm a big fan of, maybe it's just the fact that it was a Broadway version, and maybe that's
that very well might
a little extra of the theatrics. I don't know. But that was kind of intense. Not necessarily in a good way. But we wanted to spice it up a little, put a little something in there for everybody, I guess. So I don't know. Might be somebody's favorite.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's just not
ours.
Ooh, but guess what's up next is
my favorite. And you know what?
We're going to play two of them back to back.
Are we? Oh, we are.
We are.
You know what? We're just going to
do it.
We're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do this. My favorite. Everybody should know. Well, you know, if you're just chiming in and you don't know, it's Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
If I were king of the forest, not queen, not duke, not prince, my regal robes of the forest would be satin, a knot of cotton, a knot chintz. I'd command each thing, be it fish or fowl, with a woof and a woof and a royal growl. As I'd click my heel, all the trees would kneel, and the mountains bow, and the bulls kowtow. And the sparrow would take wing. Fie, were a king. Each rabbit would show respect to me. The chipmunks genuflect to me. Though my tail would lash, I would show compassion for every underling. Fie, were king. Just king. Each rabbit would show respect to him. The chipmunks genuflect to him. And his wife would be queen of the May. I'll be monarch, none all nicer way. I shall reign. Knock. Am I shall reign.
Your Majesty, if you were king, you wouldn't be afraid of anything?
Not nobody. Not nohow.
Not even a rhinoceros?
Imposterous.
How about a hippopotamus?
Why, I'd thrash him from top to bottom.
Supposing you met an elephant?
I'd wrap him up in cellophane.
What if it were a brontosaurus?
I'd show him who was king of the forest. How?
How?
Courage. What makes a king out of a slave? Courage. What makes the flag on the mast to wave? Courage. What makes the elephant charge his tusk in the misty mist or the dusky dusk? What makes the muskrat guard his musk? Courage. What makes the Sphinx the seventh wonder? Courage. What makes the dawn come up like thunder? Courage. What makes the Hottentot so hot? What puts the ape in apricot? What have they got that I ain't got?
Courage.
You could say that again. Courage is
kings, the king of kings. With courage I'd be king of kings. The whole year round I'd be hailed and crowned by every living or
Did you just hear what I just heard?
That noise don't come from no ordinary bird.
It may be just a cricket or a critter in the trees.
It's given me the jitters and the joints around my knees.
Oh, I think I see a jijik and he's fuzzy and he's furry. I haven't got a brain, but I think I ought to worry.
I haven't got a heart, but I got a palpitation.
This is Monica the Forest. I don't like the situation.
Are you going to stand around and let him fill us full of horror?
I'd like to roar him down. But I think I lost my roarer.
It's a who's-us.
It's a
who's-us?
It's a what's-us.
It's a what's-us?
Who's that?
Who's that?
Who's that?
That hiding in the treetops, it's that rascal, the jitterbug. Should you catch him buzzing round you, keep away from the jitterbug. Oh, the bats and the bees and the breeze in the trees have a terrible, horrible buzz. But the bats and the bees and the breeze in the trees couldn't do what the jitterbug does. So be careful of that rascal. Keep away from
the jitterbug. Oh, the jitter. Oh, the bug. Oh, the jitter. Bug. In the twitter. In the throat. All the critters got to be dancing on a thousand toes.
Ah, she blows.
I work what?
What? Was it? Did it make you happy?
It really did. I was sidetracked when Ashley and I were trying to talk off air, and I'm just like, jitterbug.
Well, that's because we were comparing Wizard of Oz and Wicked and the whole backstory between the two and the books. I've not read the books. Obviously, you have.
Yes.
But I'm a big fan of
Wicked.
Wicked and of Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. So there's just, we were talking about the plot and the backstory behind it all. And
yeah, it's kind of nice seeing somebody else's. You know, their vision of what had happened before Dorothy came to Oz and then while she was there. And I don't know, it's really nice. You really,
it answers,
you love the Wicked Witch.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's now your, I guess, a beloved character now.
Exactly.
And we now know why, and that it was the wizard who was a butthead, and which he was a butthead and really kind of in both, let's be honest.
Yes.
Hiding behind a curtain. Rude. Mm-hmm. But yeah, anyway, we were just that's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
While we were off air. Once again, yeah. This should have been a good conversation on Facebook Live. See?
Exactly.
We have these. Dang. All right. Anyway. So.
Up next is our favorite segment. You ready to kick this off?
Yeah. This is what made him a household name.
Well, Disney.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It was self-explanatory when they play it. Everybody
okay.
knows this song.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I
was wishing. Wow, I was like, I totally had a blank of what I was getting ready for the next song already. I was getting ahead of myself.
It's a good dance tune, our next one going on. So,
yeah, anyway, that was I'm okay. Wishing from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Like I said, mm-hmm. That is what kicked off Disney and made him the household name.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Next up is... A cartoon.
Yes, is the cartoon that I was talking about tonight. It's not a movie. Mm-hmm. It was on TV quite often. Yes. With the lovely Betty Boop.
Yeah, which Betty Boop was then based off of. I just totally had her name.
She was born in 1903, did you say?
Yeah, she was born in 1903, died in, I think, 66.
66, yeah. And she was actually, they had portrayed the cartoon after this woman.
Yeah, I mean, she looked exactly the same.
Oh, yeah.
And
the picture that you showed me?
Yeah, it was Helen Kane, I think her name is.
Yeah.
And she ended up suing Paramount Pictures for more or less stealing her image. And then not only that, but because she was a certain type of symbol.
Oh, yeah.
Of that time frame.
Yes.
Of what, 1931 was when this
cartoon came out, but yeah, just defamation and stuff, and then slander and yada 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 yada.
How much did she win?
$250,000,
which was a big
now is a lot
change.
Of money, but in the 30s
back then, yeah,
was yeah, heck that's yeah, a, that's a, like a millionaire now. I mean,
that's
it's
a big hunk of change for me, yeah, today.
So, and I had actually looked, there was actually 13 ladies who voiced Betty Boop throughout the years. One was specifically like during more recent times, I guess it was after what, the 70s or so. One lady, she solely was for commercials on TV, and then she had a flip side, a character, then another lady then did like the films, or if she was ever in another cartoon or
oh okay,
so any other production minus a commercial. Why they had to have two, I do not know. That seems overkill, but whatever. But yeah, there was 13 ladies in total who was played Betty Boop.
Goodness gracious, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to thank each and every one of you for chiming in this evening and listening to us share some information about Broadway shows and movie musicals.
Yeah.
You've listened to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM. And also, heads up, before we play our last song of the evening, we're going to leave you off on that note.
Yep.
On September 22nd is a Saturday. Next Saturday, not this one coming up.
Yes.
Ashley and I are going to be right here up on the show Off on a Tangent.
Yes.
So if anybody would like to chime into that, you should chime into it every Saturday anyways.
Yeah, it's a
awesome
great show.
Yeah. It's from 7 to 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And they do some crazy questions of would you rather, and they give us two options, and we have to talk about which one and why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we've been on there before, but they've asked us to come on again, so we were like, heck yeah.
Let's do that.
Plus, us and the guys from Off on a Tangent are on kind of like a little competition with our Facebook page. Right now, we're winning. Yay, us. So I bet you there's going to be another push within these next few weeks.
Yes.
But it's about who can get the most likes for our Facebook page.
So definitely go like our Facebook page, Notes from the Stage. But
yes,
also don't forget to go over and like Off on a Tangent's
yes
page.
Yeah, it's friendly competition. Whatever. Yeah. No, just kidding. Yeah, go to both pages. Like I said, the guys are really cool.
Yep.
They have a great show.
Yep. All right, everybody. We'll see you next Thursday, and you guys have a great night, okay?
And this was the next song, I'm sorry, was
Minnie the Butcher with Cab Calloway and his orchestra.
Right. Good night, everybody.
Folks, now here's a story about Minnie the Butcher. She was a red hot hoochie coocher. She was the roughest, toughest frail. Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Hoodie ho, de ho.
Hoodie ho, de ho.
Hoodie ho, de ho. She messed around with a bloke named Smokey. She loved him though he was cokey. He took her down to Chinatown. He showed her how to kick the gong around.
Showed her how to kick the gong around.
Arre, 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 arre.
To Lincoln and the world, you're listening to
The Prog.
KNNA 95.7 FM, Lincoln, Nebraska.